coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. Man, we got a great show for you today. First, we're going to talk about the news. Lots of things happening in news. A lot of things close to home if you live here in West Michigan. And then in segments two and three, we're going to speak with Neil Emery. He's the Senior Communications Manager at Hornady Manufacturing. That name Hornady, boy, if you shoot ammunition, you know who Hornady is. We're going to talk about their ammo, and we're also going to talk about their rapid safes. I have three of those. I love them, and I think you're going to find this very informative. And then, of course, in segment four, we'll talk about what I really think. What's been going on in my life? Oh, man. It is harvest time. I've got zucchinis growing out of my ears. Not really, but they're in my garden, and they're growing like crazy. I've got beans. We picked green beans last night. I picked 5 5-gallon buckets of cucumbers. And last night, we did, 40-some quarts of pickles. We did sweet bread and butter pickles, and then also dill pickles. If anyone knows the secret to canning pickles without making them mushy, I would love to know what it is. I know the theory is, well, you can't process them for very long because that makes them mushy. But you have to process them some, or else they won't seal properly. And, you know, if you got some tips for me, send them to me on Facebook or at skipcoriel@hotmail.com. I would love to know your secrets on how to can pickles and keep them fresh and crispy. Well, summer is almost gone. We're moving towards the second half of August. People are getting ready to go back to school already. Of course, for us here at the Coriel tribe, we homeschool, but we do it year-round. We don't give the kids a break. We find that they learn more, and they have better retention. But trust me, they get plenty of breaks, so don't worry about that. Kids are at Vacation Bible School this week, enjoying that quite a bit. I was out on the gun range this past Saturday, put in 8 hours with my home church. We have a safety team of about 10 members, and there were 5 of us out on the range. We spent all day long throwing lead down range. We did a lot of stuff, had a lot of fun, and I can't wait for us to do that again. This coming week, I've just got a lot more wood to cut. We got almost half of our firewood in, and we're just going to be doing a lot more canning. So, lots and lots of work to do. I'm making good headway on The Blind Man's Rage. So, if you're waiting for that fourth book in the God Virus series to come out, oh man, you're going to love this, because I just got all kinds of revelation that are pronouncing themselves to me. I'm getting good ideas, and the plot line is taking shape, and the story is just going fantastic. You're going to love it. I really want to make this the best of the four-book series. You know, I want to end it strong. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Amazon.com, do a search on Skip Coriel, The God Virus, and you will see the first 3 books of that series. Go ahead and order them and read them. And hopefully, by the time you're done with those first 3, I'll have the 4th one, The Blind Man's Rage, all ready for you. All right, let's move into the news now. I want to talk about some local news here, local to me. I know some of you are listening from out of state, all over the country, but I think most of my listeners are here in West Michigan. And just this past Sunday, we had a triple homicide, not 20 miles from where I live, in Hastings, Michigan. People always think that nothing can happen to them. Obviously, most murders occur in the big cities, but rural neighborhoods, small towns, are not immune to violence. Just because you live out in the country doesn't mean you're safe. People in the big city, the bad guys, they don't stay in the big city all the time. They venture out. And we've got our share of crazy people out here in the country as well. So don't let your guard down, folks. This first one I want to talk about in Hastings, Michigan. This one is personal to me. This was a lady, 26-year-old, who was murdered last year near Hastings, Michigan. And she was my neighbor when she was growing up, when she was a teenager. I won't mention the last names. The family's been in the spotlight too much already, and just let them heal. But her father, Dan, was probably one of the best neighbors I've ever had in my life. You know, and he had four or five girls, single dad raising them, and they were just a couple hundred yards down the road from us. And Dan's kids would play with my kids. And boy, last year, she was murdered by her ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband. They call him estranged husband. This article is off MLive.com. And it says, life in prison for killing wife, shooting her friend, and burning house down. Nice guy. A man convicted of first-degree murder in his estranged wife's killing was sentenced Tuesday, June 26, to a mandatory term of life in prison without parole. Ralph Bowling III, age 41, was sentenced to lesser prison terms for 8 other convictions, including the shooting of estranged wife, Cheyenne Bowling's friend, and burning down the couple's home. Her friend, that'd be Cheyenne's friend, Nathan Farrell, survived gunshot wounds to his neck and jaw. Barry County Circuit Judge Amy McDowell handed down the sentences. Cheyenne Bowling, 26, this is the lady who grew up a couple hundred yards away from me and my family, who had a 3-year-old son with Bowling, was shot in the driveway of her mother's home after Bowling broke in and shot Farrell. Quote, while Mr. Bowling's actions will forever affect Nathan Farrell and his family and the family of Cheyenne Bowling, our hope is that they will find some peace knowing that he will be in prison for the rest of his life. That's the Barry County Prosecutor Julie Nackford Pratt. The violent episode happened early on June 11, 2017. Farrell testified that he was with the victim when Bowling, armed with a shotgun, broke through the back door. Cheyenne Bowling got between the men, thinking her husband would not shoot her. Bowling tried to get an angle on Farrell before he opened fire from 10 feet. Bleeding profusely, Farrell ran across fields and waded through a water-filled ditch, fearing that Bowling was chasing him. I was running for my life, he testified earlier. When he looked back toward the house, he saw a flash and heard the gunshot that killed Cheyenne Bowling. Just days before she was killed, she and her son moved into her mother's home in Berry County's Baltimore Township. The boy's grandparents had taken him up north on the weekend of the killing. Bowling set his own house on fire after the killing. Police arrested him about 8 hours later. He told a state police arson investigator that he poured gasoline in the living room, set it on fire, and climbed out of a bedroom window. The victim's family said he was controlling and would frequently drive past her mother's home. He had also set up surveillance cameras to monitor her, the prosecutor said. Folks, people like this, they really do deserve to die. I don't know why we don't have the death sentence, because this guy, you're not going to rehabilitate this guy. This guy was broken long before he did this. And why should we have to pay for him to keep him alive, to feed him, to clothe him, to give him medical care? Why should we spend all that money on this guy? He's never getting out. he will never, ever be a productive member of society. It baffles me. And people like this, I know this is going to sound cruel to some people, but just kill yourself. If you're out there and you're thinking about killing people, just kill yourself. Do the world a favor, put the gun to your head, and blow your brains out. At least that way, you're only hurting yourself. You're not killing other people. It's just so sad. And lest you think this is a fluke, that, okay, you found one single murder in Hastings, Michigan, let me go to another story. This is just from this past Sunday in Hastings. Hastings PD, 3 dead in family situation. Hastings police are investigating after 3 family members were discovered dead of gunshot wounds Sunday morning. The 3 people dead were a 54-year-old man, a 77-year-old woman, and a 79-year-old man. Their names have not yet been released. Neighbors say they were a son and his parents. Police were called to the family's home in the 1600 block of Lavender Drive near Osborne Road around 8:45 a.m. after a friend found the bodies. The friend had gone to the home because the family didn't show up to an appointment. Actually, it was church they didn't show up for. The death investigation is ongoing, but police said the incident was a family situation and that it is contained to the home. The motive behind the shooting is not yet known. Police said there is no threat to the public. Well, not now, because it was a murder-suicide. The son shot both his mother and his father. We're talking, what, 77-year-old mom, 79-year-old father, and then turned the gun on himself. You know, the only decision I agree with there is turning the gun on himself. That's the only good thing he did all day long. He should have done that first and left his mom and dad alone. Folks, these things happen in every community in America. If you think that your community is immune to this kind of stuff, you're on crack, because it's not. Take a day off work, go down to your county courthouse, and just sit inside your county courthouse and just watch the people going in and coming out. There is plenty of riffraff in your little community, whether it's rural or city. Of course, it's worse in the city, but it's still bad out here in the country. Our society is broken. It's sick. You know, you can argue over how it got sick, but it is sick. So you're going to have things like this happen. The person who is most likely to hurt you or kill you, you already know them. Typically, in most cases, it's not going to be a stranger. It's going to be someone that you know, maybe a relative. Well, in both these cases, we were talking relatives, you know, a husband and a son. So you have to be very, very careful about who you allow into your life. Be very, very careful. And in segment 4, I'm going to elaborate on that. And lest you despair and worry about that too much, in segment 4, we're going to talk about 11 things that you can do to make sure that you are not a victim of violent crime, that you don't get murdered. Very common sense things, some things you may not know, others you may have thought about, but boy, like I've told you before, when you let crazy people into your life gets crazy, so don't let crazy people into your life, okay? All right, hey, a little more upbeat now. We're going to move on to segments 2 and 3. We are going to be interviewing Neil Emery. He is the Senior Communications Manager at Hornady Manufacturing. And then we're also going to be speaking with Matt Mack, one of their Senior Project Engineers. And we're going to be talking about their ammunition and their home gun safes. I have three of them myself. They are just awesome. So we got a 2-minute break here. I want you to check out our sponsors, elitefirearms.us. Call Larry Jackson. See what he can do to properly and responsibly arm your family. And then go to firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical and check out Firearms Legal Protection. Help them protect you in the criminal justice system should you ever have to make a questionable call that saves your life. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Siege Coriel. Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. We are speaking now with Neil Emery from Hornady Manufacturing. Neil, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Okay, now, Neil, you also have Matt Mack, a project engineer there. Matt, welcome as well.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, now, guys, I am very impressed with your company. I own three Hornady Rapid Safes. I absolutely love them. They allow me to do a lot of things that I normally wouldn't do. And whether you realize it or not, you are helping to keep me and my family safe 24/7. So, boys, thank you very, very much for the Hornady Rapid Safe.
You're welcome, and great to hear that.
All right. Now, Neil, let's start with you. Tell me about the Hornady Manufacturing Company in general, you know, the history, your product lines, that kind of stuff.
Sure. Well, the company goes back quite a few years. Started in 1949 by Joyce Hornady, basically because he, you know, saw the need for needing a better bullet. That was the focus. That was the focus for a long time. It still is our focus, though we've definitely grown the company to other facets. So bullets are what brought us to the table. Over the years, we've added loaded ammunition, making cartridge cases. They bought Pacific reloading tools years ago and eventually incorporated that under the Hornady name. So we have a full suite of reloading presses and tools and dies and all sorts of items there. And then most recently have added the security component to our company, which really started with the Rapid Safe idea and has grown to a number of products with Rapid Safes, along with other types of gun safes, gun storage lock boxes. We have the whole company called SnapSafe that we eventually bought that has modular large safes that can be put together inside a lock, can't necessarily get a welded safe. You have the safety and security of a welded safe, but something that actually can be put together and moved more easily. So in a nutshell, that's where we're at. I've been in the business for just about 70 years now, so things are good, things are growing. And we're excited about it.
Now, where are you guys located, your headquarters?
We're in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Oh, that's a nice place. You have a really nice Cabela's in Nebraska.
We've got a few here. Not one right in Grand Island, but down the road in Kearney there's one. And then, of course, the original is out in Sydney. And then, La Vista by Omaha has a very big, newish Cabela's.
So Nebraska is famous for corn and bullets.
Yeah, and football, so they say. I'm not originally from here, so I try to stay neutral. But, yeah, they're a little obsessed with the Cornhuskers here.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Now, you also let's talk about your bullet line just a second here, because I carry the Hornady critical duty round in my 9mm, and I find those to be a pretty good round. You know, we've done penetration testing on those out on the range and did reviews on it, and it's really nice. And you also have something, what do you call that, the critical defense round for home protection? Talk to us about that.
Sure. Well, critical duty was a long time in the making, and through the process of developing it, and the idea behind critical duty was the FBI protocol, shooting into bare gelatin, shooting through the various barriers that they test, you know, auto glass, sheet metal, wallboard, and so on and so on. They want to see a certain type of performance through each of those, and ideally, you know, 12 to 18 inches of penetration with expansion, which is really, really, really difficult to have something that works similar through just heavy clothing and also something that goes through auto glass and still works. That really is tough on bullets. So through the process of coming up with that product, Critical Defense was born, because we found that we could make a better mousetrap, something that will expand well out of those short barrel concealed carry guns, where the hollow point is basically filled with a soft elastomer material that keeps it from getting plugged, especially going through things like denim and some other clothing that have the tendency to plug hollow points, and then they end up being FMJs, basically. They don't open up. So we developed those rounds essentially for the shorter barrel concealed carry guns, eventually finished our critical duty round, which is designed more for the, you know, a tactical pistol, a full-size pistol, but you know, we kind of have the best of both worlds there. And not to say you have to use duty in one or defense in the other. Duty rounds out of a short-barreled one still perform really well and vice versa, but there you could go to an extreme with, you know, short, small guns where defense is going to be a better option because those bullets are made to expand at those lower velocities you get. But going back to the duty round, the Plus P 9mm has recently been awarded a huge contract with the FBI. So it's kind of come full circle to where we wanted to be and what we started off working on a number of years ago on this whole project.
Wow. Now, when you guys do your testing, you know, penetration testing, you know, things like that, you use ballistic gelatin, and then what, you put like several layers of denim or something ahead of that? Is that really, is that an accurate representation of a bullet, you know, traveling through a human body?
It really is, and the FBI is really the one who came up with exactly where everything needs to be, the certain angles that the autoglass is going to be, the distance you shoot it. They've done years of research put into that and analyzing a lot of shootings and all of that to determine that is the best test they can do to basically mimic what it's going to be in body tissue and so on. And it's specifically 10% ordnance gelatin. It's not, you know, there's a lot of other things on the market, but that is the test, and that is what we make this product for. So it's a great product, you know. It's kind of always interesting to see what happens online, you know, guys shooting bullets into wet telephone books or telephone poles or 2x4s and all that. And, you know, bullets are going to do all sorts of things in those, but that's not what the FBI uses, and it's not really a good representation of what's going to happen in an actual self-defense situation.
Yeah. Well, I was out on the range just a few days ago with a church safety team. I was, you know, training their team, and they wanted to know what would their rounds do, you know, when it's going through cover. And so we had 2x4s up there, and I was shooting the critical duty round, 9mm automatic Smith & Wesson M&P full frame. And, boy, I was really surprised that round, it made it through two 2x4s. I was just really, really surprised that it would get that much penetration. And I think that's important to know what your round's going to do, so that you know, okay, am I hiding behind cover or is it really just concealment? So,
exactly.
Boy, I was really impressed with the penetration on that.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough round. It's got a fairly high antimony lead core, so it's pretty tough. And it has an interlock band in it that holds that jacket and core together. So it's made to actually go through wall boards to penetrate, go through auto glass, as we mentioned. It's got a lot going for it.
Yeah, but it acts differently when it's going through a 2x4. It tends to hold its shape, but then when it hits like a human body, it misshapens and, you know, tumbles and does all kinds of ballistic things. The FBI, they were shooting, I believe, 10mm full-frame guns, and they went away from that. What handguns is the FBI going to?
Right now, they're using, I believe it's Gen 5 Glocks.
Okay.
Yeah, in 9mm plus P. They went away from the 10. I think that was maybe even in the 80s, might have been early 90s. Mm-hmm. The 40SW kind of took over for a while, and then more recent testing has shown that the 9mm perform, the ammo that's out there performs so much or as well or better, and there's just a lot of benefits to it, and that's why the FBI and a lot of LE departments are going back to 9mm.
Yeah. Well, actually, at one time, I did shoot 40 caliber. You know, I'm getting older, up in a little long in the tooth, I guess you might say. And so I just went to 9mm simply for recoil management. Plus, you know, you get a few extra rounds as well. And all the studies that are done, I can't see where you're getting a whole lot when you just add like 1mm in diameter. So, yeah, I went with a 9mm, and I'm very happy with that. Now, we're just about out of time for this segment here, Neil, but when we come back, I would like to talk to you and Matt. I want to bring Matt into the conversation because he, you know, has more of a technical background, and I want to talk about your Hornady Rapid Saves because I am very, very impressed with that. So we're going to take a little two-minute break. Neil, real quickly, what is the Hornady website? Where can people go during the break?
Hornady.com, H-O-R-N-A-D-Y.
Hornady.com. Okay, folks, we're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Matt Mack, project engineer, and Neil Emery, communications manager from Hornady Manufacturing. Okay, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Phoenix Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and protect your family now.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. We are speaking with Senior Communications Manager from Hornady Manufacturing, Neil Emery, and also Project Engineer, Matt Mack. Matt, let's go right to you because I love my Hornady Rapid Safes. I own three of them and I keep them staged in different parts of my home and they're just so fast and quick and easy. But they operate on a technology that I don't totally understand. It's called RFID technology, RFID. Can you talk about that, Mac?
Yeah, sure. Hornady got into the security business a few years ago because we were committed to responsible gun ownership. And what really started was the opportunity to present a product that was not only secure but also offered the fastest, most reliable entry method, and that came with RFID technology. And RFID technology has been out there for years. There's a lot of hospitals, businesses, banks, they use that RFID technology for access to secure areas of their business or hospitals or wherever. RFID stands for radio frequency identification, and so the way that works is you usually have a fob or a tag. And that tag has a unique code. You bring that tag up to a reader. The reader reads the code, and if it's an authorized tag, then it allows access into the safe.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I really like it because you have different ways to access. I use just that little rubber bracelet because I don't have to worry about losing it. It's always there. It's always on my person. I never take it off. You know, it's waterproof when I go swimming or whatever, and that works really well for me. But you also have some other ways. If someone doesn't like the black bracelet there, you've got a fob or what are the other ways that you can access it?
That's right. Every Rapid Safe ships with a wristband, a key fob, and two stickers. So the key fob, obviously, you can put on your keychain or wherever. The stickers are really handy because you can put them on the back of your phone, you can put them inside your phone case. You can also put them on any object inside your house and turn it into the keys to your safe. So you can tuck it inside a book right next to your safe on your nightstand, and no one would know that the book is now the keys to your safe.
Wow. So it'll scan through 100 or 200 pages of a book then?
Well, you'll want to put it toward the outside, you know, but yes, it will scan through a stack of pages of just paper. So usually you tuck it into the front or back cover, you know, a few pages into the book. The other great thing about RFID technology and these tags is you can take your one wristband that you wear and you can program it to the safe that's in your bedroom, in your living room, maybe the one that's in your car or even the one at work. And now you have one key that opens all your safes.
Hmm. Actually, that's what I've done. I have a safe on each level of my home and out in my car, and I use the same bracelet for all three of those gun safes. And I got to tell you, that is really, really handy. Now, question. I would like my wife to be able to get into the safe as well. Can I give her a similar item like a sticker or something, and can the bracelet and whatever my wife has, can they both open the same safe? Is that doable?
Yeah, very much so. Every safe ships with four RFID tags. You can buy more, but then every safe also allows you to program up to five RFID tags.
Oh.
So you can have a sticker on your phone, your bracelet, and then the two your wife has. Maybe you have somebody else that's authorized to access it as well. All the Rapid Safes, obviously the primary, fastest, quickest way to get into a safe is the RFID technology. However, we also recognize that a keypad can be convenient as well. So all the Rapid Safes also have a keypad. So, for instance, the RFID tag is now the keys to your safe. So let's say you're now leaving and you want to secure the keys, you can place them inside the safe, and then when you get home, you can punch in your 4-6 digit code, and then access your wristband, put it on, and now you have immediate access again.
That is a great idea. Now there are you have different lines of product lines. Because I have two different kinds. I think it's a Rapid Save 2600. That's like a smaller version. It doesn't have the keypad on it. But then I have a larger one as well. That'll hold like two different handguns. What are some of the different safes that you have in your product line?
Yeah, that's right. The 2600 you're referring to was one of our first safes. But we now have the 2600 KP, so it's the same size safe, but it has the keypad on it. We have three sizes for handguns, essentially. There's a 2600 KP, 2700 KP, and 4800 KP. So those are just size for different size handguns. The 4800 KP will fit two 1911 size handguns, and then it's also size for some of your larger electronics, you know, like your iPads and stuff like that, if you want to secure stuff. Your valuables. So that's in the handgun side. There is a Rapid Safe AR gun locker. Mm. That one is designed for a couple tactical length firearms. So that one would tuck in your closet, under your bed, maybe in the back of your truck, that type of scenario. Then there's two wall lock units, and those are designed specifically for a shotgun or a AR. And those, they're kind of a skeletonized safe, so they just wrap around the action of the firearm and disable it until you immediately open it up, and then you can utilize a long gun or a shotgun. For 2018, we also came out with a rapid vehicle safe, and that one is designed specifically for either automotive use or a vertical wall attachment, maybe beside your bed or nightstand. But the vehicle safe, we call it the vehicle safe because it ships with a mounting system, so you can mount it between the seat and the center console without having to modify your vehicle.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, I'm definitely going to have to get one of those, and boy, I have an AR-15 that I would love to be able to lock up, but not inside one of those huge gun safes, you know, with a big dial on the front, because that's so cumbersome. So yeah, all right. So you just made a couple of sales here, guys. I got to get an AR-15 Hornady safe, and I've got to get one of those vehicle-mounted safes as well. That would be really, really nice. Is there anything new coming out that you guys can tell us about?
Not right now. We'll do our new product launch later this fall. Right now, we have a pretty much a number of these items are pretty new already. They were new for this year and so on, so they're still getting established, getting out there. I don't know that we'll have a whole lot of brand new ones this year, but we are looking at some things. Around mid-October, you'll start seeing some things from Hornady come out as far as new products.
Mm-hmm. As far as RFID technology versus biometric technology. You guys chose to go with RFID. Why did you choose RFID over biometrics?
We went with RFID for the same reason hospitals, banks, businesses do, and that's because you can implement it very affordably, so that's great for the customer, and it's also extremely reliable. I think we're all familiar with biometric safes, and that some of them can change depending on if it's your hands hot and sweaty, you put lotion on, or it's the wintertime and they're dry. So the consistency of biometric just did not meet the Hornady standards. And that's when RFID came along. We decided to adopt that technology because, again, we could implement it extremely affordably. And in our opinion, there's nothing more reliable or quicker than RFID.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I tend to agree with you because I have a biometric safe, and I don't even use it. It has a lit keypad on the front, thank God, so I use it to put some things in it, but it's not my primary gun safe simply because you put your finger on there not quite right, or it's just I want it to be able to open every first time, every single time, because my life's depending on this thing. So I'm glad you went with the RFID. I like that quite a bit. Okay, well, we are just about out of time in this segment. But again, Neil, where can we go to find out all about these product lines? Where can they see them? There must be videos, things of that nature.
Yeah, we have everything you will want to see right at Hornady.com, H-O-R-N-A-D-Y. I briefly mentioned SnapSafe, and you can go to SnapSafe.com if you're interested in seeing things about like our modular safes or some of the other smaller, you know, pistol lock boxes and things like that. But as far as RFID goes and all that technology, that is all on the Hornady security side. So again, just visit Hornady.com.
Okay, and can they purchase right through your website?
Not for Hornady products. We sell everything through distribution. You should be able to find them at your favorite retailers and so on. There is a retail locator on our website. On the SnapSafe side, yes, you can purchase online for those items.
All right. Okay, hey, this is fantastic. You guys are doing a great job over there at Hornady. I assume you're at SHOT Show every year, and we have not met in person. So this coming year at SHOT Show, I want to go ahead and I'll come up and I'll meet you guys, and we'll get to shake hands and talk a little bit. But boys, thank you very, very much for being on the Home Defense Show today.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. That's Neil Emery and Matt Mack from Hornady Manufacturing. Okay, folks, we have a two-minute break. While we are away, go to Hornady.com, H-O-R-N-A-D-Y.com. Check out their rapid safes and their ammunition line, all of that good stuff. And when we come back, we'll be in segment four, and I will tell you what I really think. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
Skip, it's Armed America time. Take us there.
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, some people are so intent on wreaking havoc that they don't even heed verbal warnings about the prospect of being shot. Such was the case in Hesperia, California, where a man was trying to force his way into the home of a Vietnam veteran. The military man heard someone trying to break into his home through a window. He grabbed a gun and told the burglary suspect to leave, but the intruder continued what he was doing, eventually forcibly gaining entry, the police said. The armed citizen fired, critically injuring the trespasser. When the police arrived, officers found the wounded suspect on the ground in the front yard.
Thanks, Colonel. One of the most confusing topics for many of my concealed carry students is that of Castle Doctrine. Above all else, they want to know, when can I shoot someone in self-defense without having to worry about going to prison? That's a good question, but not one easily answered, simply because there are so many jurisdictions. Every state has its own set of statutes that define when you can and cannot shoot someone who is threatening you. In one state, you may be able to shoot someone who is attempting to break into your home, like the man in this story. But travel 5 miles to a different jurisdiction, and you can go to prison for using the same deadly force in defense of your life. So I'm going to preface this by encouraging you to take some formal training. Good concealed carry training will cover Castle Doctrine law in your state, so you have reasonable peace of mind, knowing when you can stand and fight and when you have a duty to retreat. There are subtle differences in state laws, and you are responsible for knowing them prior to using deadly force. However, in general, Castle Doctrine is the legal concept of the inviolability of the home, which has been known in Western civilization since the age of the Roman Republic. In English common law, the term is derived from the dictum that an Englishman's home is his castle. English common law came with colonists to the New World, where it has become known as the Castle Doctrine. But be very careful, folks. In some states, you can use deadly force to prevent someone from gaining entry into your home, while in other states, you have a duty to make a reasonable effort to flee from your home before using deadly force. In this home defense shooting by this Vietnam vet, it would appear that his actions were legal. California law states, any person using force intended or likely to cause death or great bodily injury within his or her residence shall be presumed to have held a reasonable fear of imminent peril of death or great bodily injury to self, family, or a member of the household when that force is used against another person, not a member of the family or household, who unlawfully and forcibly enters or has unlawfully and forcibly entered the residence, and the person using the force knew or had reason to believe that an unlawful... Do you get it, Colonel?
Got it, dude.
What does that mean in plain English? When a stranger breaks into your house, you can use deadly force to prevent him from killing you or causing serious bodily injury. So, Colonel, our hats off to this Vietnam vet in California who followed the law and successfully defended his life and his castle.
Amen.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Segment 2 and 3 from Hornady Manufacturing. Neil and Matt, thank you very much. You guys were great, very, very informative, and we appreciate everything that you told us. I love those rapid safes. I just love those things. Problem is, now I have to get a couple of new ones. All right, get one for my AR and another one for my car. How am I going to break that to my wife? Oh, well. Okay. Now, what I want to talk about this final segment, is, you remember in segment one, we were talking about basically murder in your hometown, right here in River City, right? Wherever you are, whether it be in the city or rural suburbs, wherever you are, sometimes people kill other people. There's no way to sugarcoat that. It just happens. It always has been, and it always will be that way. I ran across an article this week. I can't remember which one of you sent that to me, but it's very much related to what we were talking about in segment one. Because the question is, you know, if you're most likely to be killed by someone that you know, how do you avoid being killed? Because sometimes it might be someone that you love. And how do you deal with that? How do you protect against someone that you love? So, I've got this article. This is from intellectualtakeout.org, written by Jim Cox, June 7, 2018. Title reads, 11 Ways to Reduce Your Risk of Death by Gun Violence. Do you want to reduce your risk of death by gun violence? If so, consider these 11 common sense ways to do so. These are things one can implement fully and immediately with no permission or agreement from anyone else, but are entirely in the control of any individual.
Marching to persuade politicians is a very indirect way of reducing anyone's risk from gun violence. And considering their track record on so many issues, politicians may end up putting us all at further risk when all is said and done. Boy, I agree with that. All right, here's the 11 things you can do to reduce your risk of death by gun violence. Number one, don't commit suicide. This is the most common gun-related death, being about 63% of all firearm deaths in the U.S. You know, and that is so true. A lot of times the anti-gunners, they'll spout all of the homicide-related deaths, and they don't take into consideration, or they ignore, that 63% of those deaths are people who killed themselves. How are you going to stop somebody from killing themselves? You can't pass a law, but that's what politicians try and do. They pass a law, and it doesn't do any good. All right, so don't commit suicide. Check, I can do that. Number two, adopt a policy of not escalating any road rage situations. Oh, we talked about that just last week, didn't we? If someone does something offensive on the highways, have it pre-settled in your mind to react by de-escalating the situation. That is, refrain from responding in kind and back off to allow the heat of the moment to cool. Yes. I totally agree with that one. You have nothing to gain by flipping them off or yelling at them. Just let them go. Maybe they're just having a bad day. Maybe they're normal people. Maybe they're nice people. But if you escalate it, you will bring out the worst in them. Number three, do not join a gang. I assume they're not talking about Spanky's gang. They're talking about like MS-13, a lot of these inner city gangs, which they're not all in the inner city anymore. They are spreading all over America. Violence is the accepted norm among gang members, resulting in many becoming victims of gun violence. That's right. Being a gang member is a very risky proposition. It puts you in touch with a lot of mean, violent, not-so-nice people. Number four, do not buy or sell illegal drugs. Yes, I do know that it's the drug laws more than the drugs themselves that leads to gun violence among drug buyers and sellers. But people already on the wrong side of the law are more likely to commit gun violence than the law-abiding population. I think that's true. Once you cross the line and say, well, okay, here's a group of laws, I'm just going to ignore them, makes you more prone to be callous and insensitive to other laws as well. Okay, so no suicide, no road rage, no gangs, and no illegal drugs. Number five, do not get involved with abusive people. Oh, gosh, and that was the case with segment one, right? Spouses kill each other all too often. A lot of times it is a family affair. You got to be careful. Someone who previously has physically abused a partner is more likely to do so than are those who have never engaged in such abuse. Boy, you got that right. It's not just men who abuse women. Boy, it happens both ways. Both genders are guilty of this one. I know that from a personal standpoint. Six, implement a personal curfew. The safest place anyone can be at 2 a.m. is at home in bed. Roaming the streets in the middle of the night exposes one to gangs, drug sellers, and other dangerous people. Absolutely. Jeez, folks, do not be coming out of the bar at 2 a.m. into a dark parking lot. When you're not at your best, you've already been drinking, you're not aware. Oh, just be very, very careful with things like that. Avoid those high crime zones and those high crime times of the day. Number seven, stay away from gun-free zones. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. I agree with that one. One study showed that 98% of all mass shootings happen in these places. You know, I've heard anywhere from like 82 to 98%. So, yeah, stay away from the gun-free zones. They are just dumb as a box of rocks. Gun-free zone signs tell violent people this is a spot where the picking will be easy. As for everywhere else, these predators may be deterred since they have to wonder if there's already a good guy with a gun on the property, because we know, don't we, folks? Only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. We proved that over and over, 2.5 million times every year. A good guy or gal uses a gun to protect themselves. Number 8, do not associate with convicted criminals. Like the abuser, up there in number 5, violent criminals out of prison are likely to continue their habits. Yeah, the recidivism rate, that is the return to prison rate, is very, very high. So, you know, convicted criminals can change, but they have to want it, and it's very, very difficult. So most of them don't do it. Number 9, be aware of your surroundings. Oh, we preach that 24/7. Situational awareness, folks. Make it a habit to look around and assess any situation you are in. Most victims of gun violence have no warning of the impending danger. The old saying, to be forewarned is to be forearmed, is pertinent here. So, no staring at your cell phone. Yeah, that's for sure. Number 10, avoid people who handle guns in an irresponsible manner. Gosh, I see that so much. I see people pointing guns at other people, like their finger on the trigger all the time. Hardly a month goes by where someone doesn't point a loaded gun at my chest or my head or something. And because they're customers, I remain calm. Firm, but calm. And most people, you know, they just do stupid things because they get nervous, uncomfortable. People new around guns will do that. I've seen the smartest people in the world do the dumbest things with guns. So relax, stay calm, finger off the trigger, muzzle pointed in a safe direction. And if someone says, hey, Bubba, watch this. Oh, hit the dirt. Get down. Get behind cover. Number 11. This is a bonus suggestion. Do not be a predator. A significant number, about 700 each year, of gun deaths are justifiable homicide, wherein a victim successfully defends themselves from criminal assault. Aha! Okay, so don't be a bad guy. Don't mug me. I won't like it. And I fight back. And most of my listeners, I think you fight back too. Thankfully, the odds of anyone in the U.S. dying from gun violence each year is exceedingly low. Implementing the suggestions here will reduce those odds even further. All right, these are all good suggestions. Don't commit suicide. No road rage. Don't join a gang. Don't buy or sell illegal drugs. Don't get involved with abusive people. I'll never understand that one. Why people stay with an abusive spouse. It's a psychological thing. I'm not smart enough to get it. I don't get it. Implement a personal curfew. That's right. Stay away from gun-free zones. Oh, that's my motto. Better yet, folks, you know, let's get a new governor here in Michigan and get rid of these cursed gun-free zones. They gotta go. Do not associate with convicted criminals. Okay, got that. Be aware of your surroundings. Stay alert. Stay alive. 10, avoid people who handle guns in an irresponsible manner, and do not be a predator. You know, I can do all of those things. As a matter of fact, I think every one of us, all of you listening out there, you can do these things. I know that you can. Even if you only did half of them, gosh, you'd be so much better off. But, you know, we get involved with our lives. People come into our lives, and we don't want to be rude. We want to be polite. Or maybe you've got a family member in your life. We all have family members who just are a little bit off plumb, right? They're just, a donut or two short of a dozen. And they're just not safe to be around. But you feel like, hey, It's my brother. It's my son. It's my cousin, my nephew. You know, I have to be around them. Well, be smart about you, about how you are around them. You know, one thing that I've done, I have had abusive family members in my life, and I've had to struggle with the reality that, gosh, I'm more likely to be killed by one of these family members than I am a stranger. And so I've had to come grips with, okay, Skip, can you shoot and kill someone that you love? And, you know, I've never had to do it, but I practice these 11 things. And so I think that I really have a reduced risk of that. But one thing that I did, because I wasn't sure if I could kill, you know, one of my family members, whether extended or cousin or whatever, is I started carrying pepper gel everywhere I go. You know, I know that if someone gets out of line, they start freaking out. They come at me. Even if I can't bring myself to kill them, you know, I might just enjoy, you know, spraying their face full of pepper gel, getting it up, you know, ear to ear, get it right in their eyes, and then step back and watch them thrash. Okay, hey, another important family safety tip from Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Well, folks, boy, we're running out of time here. I want you to go out to Amazon.com and do a search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat. Get that book. It'll teach you a lot of stuff. Get ready for the Blind Man's Rage. The book is coming out this fall. I've got to, as soon as I get off the air here, I'm going to cut some firewood, and I'm going to go ahead and write another chapter. So I promise you, it's coming soon, okay? All right, we've got two sponsors. We have EliteFirearms.us, Larry Jackson. Check him out. And then go to FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical and protect your family against the criminal justice system. Well, okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember, your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on The Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!